Tomorrow, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis 7-2. This Mishnah has the other half of the story we started in the previous Mishnah. We're talking here about Yesh Bekatche Bedek Habayis, Masha'ein Bekatche Mizbeach. The four strictures that apply to Bedek Habayis consecration for the upkeep of the Beis Mikdash that don't apply to Katche Mizbeach, things that are going to go on the altar. The first is Shestam Hekdeshos Levedek Habayis. If a person consecrates something without specifying exactly for what, he just says this is consecrated, so that's going to go specifically to Bedek Habayis and not to Katche Mizbeach. So the main point here would be that if you consecrate something, there would be a reason to say that it should go to the Kohanim, it's like Cherem, but no, it goes, if you don't specify what you're consecrating, it's going to Bedek Habayis, to the Beis Mikdash, for the value, for the upkeep of the Beis Mikdash. Now, it seems here also that we may also be talking about if a person consecrates an animal without specifying what it's for, that it's for Bedek Habayis and not for a korban. Now that actually is a topic of Machlokas in Shkolim, in the fourth parak, Mishnah Zayin. And it seems our mission here is going like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that although it's usher to do so, you may not consecrate animals that could go on the Mizbeach to be Bedek Habayis, but if you do, it's yes effective. And that seems to be what our Mishnah is saying over here. According to that, how would that look is you consecrate an animal, it's consecrated to Bedek Habayis, because you didn't say it was for a specific korban, so then Bedek Habayis will have to sell it to someone else who needs the animal for a korban. The animal ultimately will become a korban, but the money will go to the Beis Mikdash to purchase, you know, or pay for whatever costs it needs to pay for. The second of the four things is Hekdesh Bedek Habayis Chal al Hakol. You can consecrate something with Bedek Habayis, you can do it to anything. Rashi says even sticks and stones, that's the Bartonura's approach as well. The Rambam focuses on it also works even for Balei Mumin, animals that have blemishes or non-kosher animals similarly can be consecrated, but only of course to Bedek Habayis, not to be korbanos. There is a bit of a discussion why Rash would say sticks and stones when wood can go on the Mizbeach. Of course, he must be talking about the kind of wood that can go on the Mizbeach, maybe like, you know, vines from grapevines and stuff like that. The third is Umolin Bigdulehen. One can do the prohibition of Me'ila on the products that grow from or come from things that are consecrated for Bedek Habayis, which is not the case when it comes to Kedush Mizbeach. So for example, if a person consecrates his chicken for a Bedek Habayis, and the chicken lays an egg. So just the same way if a person now would eat that chicken, he would be doing an Isser of Me'ila. He's getting benefit, Hana, from something that's consecrated to the Beis Mikdash, Hekdesh, and therefore he would have to bring a special korban called the Asha Me'ilos, as well as pay back the value of the chicken, and at a fifth of the value, or 25%, a chomesh, as a penalty, a surcharge. Now, that is equally true for the chicken's egg. In other words, he consecrated the chicken, there was no egg. But if the egg later is laid, and someone comes and eats that egg, he's also over the Isser of Me'ila, same consequences. The idea is because when the chicken was given to Beis HaMikdash, it was given as a financial resource to the upkeep of the temple, and that would apply to if the chicken lays an egg as well. It's all part and parcel of the gift. The technical term is that the entire gift is part of what's called Kadshei Hashem, like things that are consecrated to Hashem, meaning his temple and upkeep, both the chicken and its eggs, let's say. In contrast, if a person consecrates a goat, and the goat's going to be Seir Shlamim, so the milk of that goat is not Kadshei Hashem, because it's not to be going on the Mizbeach, right? It's something else. And therefore, if someone would, you know, ride the goat and get financial benefit as a piggyback ride, he certainly would be over the Isser of Me'ila. And have to bring, let's say, the Asham Me'ilos, etc. But if one drinks a consecrated for the Mizbeach's goat, if he drinks the milk, well, that actually is an Isser, it's Asr Bahana, it's not Me'ila. Technically speaking, because the milk is not Kadshei Hashem, it's not going in Mizbeach. And therefore, a person who drinks the milk of, let's say, a goat that's consecrated to go as a Shlamim, or for the matter, eats an egg, let's say a tur, which is consecrated to be, let's say, Ola Sa'of. Although it's Asr Bahana, it's not an Isr Me'ila, and there's no need to bring a Asr Me'ilos and the like. So that's a difference between Kadshei Bedek Habayis, which has Me'ila for its Gedulehen, its milk and eggs, whereas Kadshei Mizbeach, the milk and eggs are not susceptible to the technical Isr of Me'ila. And finally, Ve'ein Behem Hana LeKohanim. There's no benefit when it comes to Kadshei Bedek Habayis to the Kohanim. Meaning, when I consecrate my whatever it is to give to the base, money or its items, to give to the Beis HaMikdash's upkeep, that all goes to Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim have no stake in it, nor than anybody else who attends the Beis HaMikdash, you know. In contrast, when a person consecrates to Mizbeach, so then typically the Korbanos have a portion which goes to Kohanim. Most Korbanos are eaten by the Kohanim, at least part of them are eaten by the Kohanim, and even in Na'ola, which is totally burned, the hide goes to Kohanim, so the Kohanim have a benefit in the Kadshei Mizbeach, as opposed to Kadshei Bedek HaBayis, which they don't have any stake in. I should point out that there are indeed certain Kadshei Mizbeach, certain Korbanos, which the Kohanim have no stake in, like the Parim and the Seirim HaNisrafim that are totally burned, like on Yom Kippur, and if a Kohen brings a Mincha, he has no stake in it. So there are examples of Kadshei Mizbeach that don't have any benefit to the Kohen, but in general, the point is, typically they can have benefit, whereas when it comes to Kadshei Bedek HaBayis, that consecrated item, no part of it is earmarked specially for the benefit of any Kohanim.